You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I appreciate you being here today. And Friday, August 15th, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So I want to make sure you join us for that. It's going to be our last show. Last show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for the summer. Last show for the summer, so don't miss that. Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's now U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, crushing it today with her speech. My favorite part was, if you watched it, her press conference, at the very, very end of it, she came out and she said, they said, can we ask about more federal law enforcement in D.C.? And she said, no, I don't want to answer that. And then they said, can we ask the chief about that? And she goes, nah, we're done. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm done. It was just, it's just so Judge Jeanine, you know, very, very funny. But anyway, a lot to get to today. The president is supposed to speak. We're supposed to have a special guest from the White House joining us at 3:30. And hopefully that happens. But obviously these things are always in flux. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And I won't get your hopes up at who it is. I mean, it's not the president, but it's a big shot. Hopefully it occurs, and then we'll go from there. In case you're wondering, by the way, because Rosie O'Donnell went on some long-winded, hyperventilating, psychotic, probably Irish whiskey-fueled social media rant about how The View, they're coming for The View, and she did the old, you know, Nazi thing, like, you know, first they came for Colbert, and then they came for The View, and then they came for me, like that. In case you're wondering, if they're really just going after people who are anti-Trump, as if Paramount or CBS or whoever the company is, Sundance, Skydance, whatever the hell it is, South Park just put out an episode. I just watched it, where they have. I mean, we can't play it. It's just, it's way too insane to play. But basically, ICE raids a Dora the Explorer show. Just starts picking random brown people out of the crowd. Christy Noem sees a puppy and starts shooting it. Then she gives a press conference where her face proceeds to melt and they have to run out there and give her Botox. And then they go to Mar-a-Lago where there's all kinds of basically like it's like Epstein Island. All right. Now, it's funny, I have a very sick sense of humor, so I laughed hysterically at that because I happen to find that stuff very funny. It might offend some people. I'm not one who gets offended by comedy, so I didn't get offended by that. But my point is, they paid the same company that just got rid of Colbert, and they paid $1.5 billion with a B for South Park. The episode literally has Trump and J.D. Vance on a golf cart like it's Fantasy Island. Okay? And everybody greets them, welcome to Mar-a-Lago, like it's Fantasy Island, the old show. So they're not going after shows that are anti-Trump in some sort of a purge because they're worried about this merger not going through and his retribution. Because if that was the case, South Park would not only be off the air, but they wouldn't have paid $1.5 billion for the rights to that show, which people on both sides of the political aisle love and find to be hysterically funny. Now, I really don't get a chance to watch it as much. I just don't get a chance to watch a lot of TV these days. I really don't. I'm busy. I have 3 kids, as you know, and a full-time job, even though I know you don't think this is full-time, but it is, because it does involve a significant amount of prep, because every now and then people are like, oh, you only work 4 hours a day. First of all, it's not, I'm on the air 4 hours a day, most days, and most days 4 hours. But there's a lot that goes into it before the show begins, believe it or not, starting with the first reading of the New York Post at 7 a.m., and then the first assembling of the show sheet, and the first assembling of going through the clips and the morning edition, and then there's the adding to it throughout the day, and then there's ultimately where we put it all together at 3 o'clock, and then rip it up, because something else happens by 3 o'clock that completely changes the trajectory of the show. But then after the show, we're already working on tomorrow's show, and we're doing all kinds of things post-show, like talking about guests and posting things to social media and doing all those things. So I really don't get a chance to. And then, of course, I've got a lot of Fox News hits these days, as you might have noticed. And if I have not mentioned that, my apologies. I will do a better job of promoting that. But working around all that, I don't get a chance as much as I'd like to be able to watch you. Although I did get a chance to sneak away and watch The Naked Gun, which I highly recommend. Very funny. In fact, I was cracking up at a couple scenes of it the other night, and it made me go back and I want to rewatch the original. So I watched at least the Naked Gun baseball scene when Leslie Nielsen is the umpire and he's trying to frisk all the players. He's trying to figure out which one is going to kill the Queen of England. Ultimately, it'd be Reggie Jackson. But spoiler alert, if you have not seen it. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's 50 years old. I mean, what are you waiting for? Go see it. Anyway, point is, South Park is as offensive as you can possibly get. And if you don't have a sense of humor and you're a Trump supporter, you would look at that as the single most anti-Trump show on television. Now, if you just have a sense of humor and just look at it for what it is, you would just laugh and just move on with your life. Because we don't need to be snowflakes like the left. But if you were like a snowflake on the right, you would be outraged and demanding South Park be taken off the air. And you'd be screaming about this and you'd be saying, my God, how do they allow this show on the air? And Trump should sue and Trump should go to the FCC and he should demand that it be taken off. And he should try to stop this merger from happening, because that show is so incredibly offensive to the president of the United States. Of course, we don't do that on our side of the aisle. We just laugh. And if it's not our cup of tea, we just don't watch, because we're not into cancel culture. So if you don't like it, if you don't find it funny, or you find it offensive, and you just don't watch it. It's just that simple. You just change the channel. You put something else on. A channel is a thing. Of a certain generation, you may not even know what the hell a channel is, but you just change whatever it is that you're watching. That's probably better. I don't even know if there are channels anymore. I don't even know if that's just aged me by saying a channel. Like, I don't even know what channel. I could tell you I'm on Fox News. I have no idea what channel that is. I have literally no idea. I have no idea. Because I don't have cable. I just stream everything nowadays. I cut the cable cord. You know what I mean? So as Rosie O'Donnell writes this whole thing, and she, and I can only imagine, and I feel bad for the people of Ireland. I really do, that they have to deal with Rosie O'Donnell. And I got to give her credit. I really do, because she basically fulfilled her vow. I mean, she fulfilled her vow. She said that she would leave if Trump got elected, and she did. And all these other celebrities, you know, they said the same thing, and yet they didn't leave. They're still here. And I can't figure that out, because they said they'd leave the first time, and then they didn't go anywhere, and then he won again, and they said they'd leave again, and they're still here. and they don't leave. And I don't know why they don't leave, because they keep saying they're going to leave. He's a threat to democracy. Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering what the dumbest thing you will hear all day is, the dumbest thing all day, the dumbest by far, the most idiotic, there's not even nothing close to it. Although, in fairness, I haven't totally looked at my show sheet yet, but, you know, because I usually do that around 4:15. We cannot put a colony on the moon because of our history of colonization. No, I'm not making that up. I wish I could have made that up, because it would have been hilarious. I wish to God I thought of that. Like, I wish I had woken up today and said, I'm going to make a parody of a lefty objecting to putting nukes on the moon and building a nuclear facility on the moon because of our colonialist past, and done a satirical thing about that with the CBS News interview. But I didn't think that way. And I guess my brain, I didn't put it into lefty satire mode. But boy, CBS News sure did. And yeah, they went there. But I'm not going to play that for you just yet, because that's what we call a tease in the radio biz. So you got to hang on for that one. All right. But Rosie O'Donnell writes this whole thing. And as our friends at Newsbusters point out, the TikTok ramblings of Rosie O'Donnell. In a Wednesday TikTok post that resembled the scribblings of a madman, comedian Rosie O'Donnell, in quotes, comedian, in quotes, sought to warn her viewers that her old haunt, ABC's The View, was about to be canceled because of their liberal bias. She proclaimed that it was another example of the fascism of the Orange Messiah trying to silence women with opinions, and then invoked phrases used for warning about Nazism and the Holocaust. She wrote, "You know what I just read today? ABC is reviewing the liberal bias on The View. The View, the show with five women speaking their opinions. That's the threat now." According to O'Donnell and Uncited, they, presumably the network, they, I assume them, were reviewing the bias of the show, which she took to mean code for we're going to cancel it. We're just trying to soften you up first. Because it's not enough to run the country into the ground. You have to control people, see what they hear, what they think, she said. In describing how The View posed a threat to the Trump administration, O'Donnell suggested that they thought it was a little too much women, a little too much truth, and that truth is dangerous now. You know the one thing it's not a little too much of? An audience. That's the one thing it's not a little too much of. Ratings and an audience. But she didn't write that. I'm just adding. I'm adding that for context. I tell you what. I remember years ago, we did a whole rant on this. I was in afternoon drive back then, and I had to go to a dentist's office. This is pre Dr. Veneria, and they had The View on, and they were talking about guns. And I wish I had one at the time, but I wouldn't be here today. That's how painful it was to watch that show. It was that painful. And if I had one, I don't think I'd be sitting here right now, because I either would have killed everybody in the room waiting for my appointment and then turned it on myself, or just taken myself out. But I at least, at the very least, would have blown the TV off the wall, and I would still probably be, I probably might be out in jail. I might be out on parole, but they probably wouldn't have hired me for, you know, like shooting a TV off the wall. But it would have been that bad. But they were going on about guns and how guns. And I remember this because it was about how they had. What kind of sporting purpose does an AR-15 serve? A sporting purpose, as if in the Second Amendment, there's something about the right to bear arms for the use for like shooting clays off cruise ships. Like, that's why we have guns. You know, it's for so that we can go and just, you know, for giggles, just shoot things for fun, fun and games. Like remember the old buck hunter, the old deer, like the game, like that. Kind of a thing. And I made it out of that there alive. And so did everybody in the office, by the way. Thank God. But their brains, the gray matter in their brains, were severely injured that day. And, you know, whether or not you can ever get that gray matter back is a matter of debate. But I do know this. That's part of the reason why they have ratings, is because you go around to physical therapy offices and certain dentist offices, not Dr. Veneria. Certain mechanic shops, not my buddy Anthony Mongo, not Mongo's Tires. Certain car dealerships, not Tri-County Auto. And they will have the view on, and that could explain part of the reason why the masses walk around like zombies all day. You know, like in the old movies, they put one of those big giant antennas up that would beam things out. Or in Batman Forever with Val Kilmer, when Jim Carrey played the Riddler in just his over-the-top usual Jim Carrey-ness, in the peak of his over-the-top ridiculousness performance, and he had this machine that would mind beam and control everybody, like that, basically, with the view. So she writes, and this is where she invokes the famous Nazi phrase that we've heard so many times, which is basically, so here's my question: when they cancel the view, who's going to be left to say this is insane? What? Who's going to be left? Like everybody else. What do you mean? There's, my God, when they cancel the view, who's going to be left to say this is insane? Well, like a lot of people. Like millions of people who are on TikTok saying things right now. And we know about them because we get our friends at Libs of TikTok who monitor it and then send it. And then we play it sometimes. Who's going to be left? The millions of other liberal lunatics who are on apps like TikTok posting crazy stuff. Like today I saw a woman going on about how she can't use her food stamps, whatever the hell it's called, EBT, whatever, to buy Snickers bars anymore. And how she's lost her freedom. And then somebody else made a TikTok video to go along with that TikTok video. And they were like, you can, you just have to use your own money for it, not my tax dollars for it, you know, like that kind of a thing. But if they cancel The View, who's going to be left to say this is insane? Because this isn't just about a TV show. It's about what happens when powerful men decide they've hear enough from women. I think she meant to say they've heard enough from women. But again, she's in Ireland. Aye, top of the morning to ya. You know, a little Irish whiskey, maybe a little Guinness. Start. I'm not judging. Oh, hell no. And if I know one thing, it's that the people in Ireland right now, their Guinness sales are going through the freaking roof. Can you imagine having heard there now? These poor people, they're nice people over there in Ireland. They really don't deserve this. I mean, you know, I'm glad she's there, not here, but still, they don't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. When they label truth as bias and disagreement as danger, and they start scrubbing the airwaves of anyone who makes them uncomfortable, what they're really trying to do is shut us up, all of us. And we've seen what happens when women are silenced. History has shown us over and over and over that when women stop speaking, things fall apart. Because the most dangerous sound in the world is a woman who knows what she's talking about and refuses to stop. Huh? What? As if you cancel The View, which I would imagine they should do, because it probably has no revenue and no ratings, but like, there's not a bunch of other women out there talking? If those five women don't have a show, somehow every other woman in America loses their vocal cords? I don't know. I don't think it's how it works. I don't think it's how it works. I don't think the five people on The View control the vocal boxes of every woman in America. And if they do, that's a problem we should probably have a conversation about as a nation. How do we allow The View to take over the voice boxes of every woman in America? And when did that happen? And how did that get into their contracts? Because, you know, I mean, that's a good agent right there. That's a hell of an agent. Now you fire me, just think about this. Every woman in America loses her vocal cords. All of them. Not just on the, like every one of them. All the women, zip. Zip. None of them can talk. Hey, adding can't vote and can't drive and sign me up. But I'll tell you one thing, though. She goes on to say, first they came for the journalists, then the educators, then the librarians. Now it's Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. Get it? This is basically the Holocaust, basically Nazism. So, you know, there's that. So enjoy it now, ladies. Chat it up while you can. Ask your husbands how their day was. Ask your husband how his day was after being on the radio for 4 hours and talking. And try to get details. And the last thing he wants to do is talk. Do it now. Get it out of your system. Because when The View is canceled, you will lose your ability to speak. So tell us now what needs to be done around the house. Tell us now where we can't go. Tell us now who you don't want us hanging out with and how we can't have a tea time at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Tell us now these things now, because when The View is canceled, you have to start writing these things down. Sorry to say. Cancel The View. Your vocal cords cease to function. I don't know how the process works. ABC, Disney, China has some sort of an antenna on their roof, like Jim Carrey had as the Riddler in Batman Forever. But that is my assumption. And what I'm going to assume based on Rosie O'Donnell's hysterical lunatic post. So, ladies, talk it up now. Joke's on you. Okay. Now, as we continue along with stuff that actually matters in America, we'll give you all the latest on what Judge Jeanine, now U.S. Attorney Jeanine, said. The president's supposed to speak, and we have a very special guest from the White House, we hope, joining us in a matter of moments. And the big story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's the dentist that other dentists and doctors go to because of the level of care and commitment to dental excellence. So schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. And if you're bummed that summer's flying by, I want to tell you the best way to extend summer is to book a stay at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, my happy place. We're going to be August 15th. That's right, a week from Friday, a week from tomorrow, for our next live show. Cape May is beautiful in the fall. The weather is tremendous, the beach is beautiful, and there are fewer crowds. The Grand has several special packages to make your getaway even grander. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits, or make it a September to remember and book a September stay. Earn resort credits and save 10% off room rates. Check out their website for all the details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and resort credits. The Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding. Baby and bridal shower with four ballrooms. They have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Call my friend Caitlin. She was just named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. 800-257-8550 or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com and book your fall getaway today. I'll see you there a week from tomorrow for our last live show of the summer. And who knows, could be our last live show ever. Got to live for the day. Seize the day. Carpe diem. So come out and join us Friday, August 15th. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come on by the show 3 to 7 p.m. at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's a great honor to welcome to the show the director of the Office of Management and Budget for President Donald Trump, Russell Vogt. Mr. Vogt, thanks for joining us, Director. How are you?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we're feeling good. First of all, I got to say, I'm thrilled you're there. I've been a big fan of yours for many, many years. I know hosts are not supposed to say that to people, but hey, I don't care. We were all hoping you'd get the job, and we're glad you got the job. So it's good that you're there. And I sleep very well at night knowing you're there. I'll just put it that way.
I appreciate that.
Are you feeling confident about the way things stand right now? I know the president is very frustrated with the Fed, obviously, for not lowering interest rates. And I got to tell you, as somebody who'd like to refinance his mortgage, I'm very frustrated as well.
You know, I think that, the president is still frustrated with where the Fed is and wants them to drop interest rates for precisely the reason that you shared. And hopefully we will see downward progress on that later this year. But we need it now. The families need it now. People who want to refinance, they're stuck in their homes at artificially high mortgage rates. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. You know, this has been an important debate, the extent to which the Fed has mismanaged its own portfolio and even its own buildings, as we've drawn attention to. So the president's been really, I think, getting this message out to the American people, and hopefully we'll see the fruits of it in the next weeks ahead.
You know, the media, the corporate legacy media, was jumping all over the July jobs numbers, and they were jumping up and down to say, you see, the economy is not getting better under President Trump, and grocery prices are not coming down under President Trump, and you see, this economy is not getting better. What's the response to that?
Well, I mean, the other side was comfortable with 9% inflation and a stagnant economy. And this president has come on and done some very, very big things that we haven't seen before in terms of getting a handle on our trade situation, dealing with our trade deficits that we have with other countries, onshoring, and we're not seeing inflation. We want to continue to have economic growth, and we're going to see that as a result of the bill that just passed, the president's deregulatory agenda, any American energy that can be gotten to the market, freed from the requirements of the left. So I think we're going to have a great job number. Most of the reports that we have gotten have exceeded expectations. And so I think you're going to continue to see that. They're constantly looking for something they could criticize the president on. But the reality is on the trend lines are all going in the right direction, largely with the exception of what we need from the Fed.
I mean, it seems like the previous administration, every time the job numbers came out, they were all government jobs and they were migrant jobs. The inflation of government under the previous administration, every time a new jobs report came out, it was more government jobs. And now you're cutting government. So which is a good thing. I mean, obviously, that's a really great thing. We're also in the summer. And I think a lot of companies are waiting to the fall, you know, for the fall to hire. There's that aspect of it, too. But you mentioned regulatory cuts, and that's key. And Director Vogt, can you tell us about permitting reform as well? Because I know that's always been very important on your agenda.
No, it is. One of the biggest aspects of OMB is the dereg agenda. In the first term, the president gave us a goal of about 2-for-1, 2 deregulatory initiatives for every one. We did about 5.5. And then the president promised to do 10 for every one regulatory. We're on pace right now to do 30. So that gives you a sense of the scale.
30 for every one?
30 for every one. So
wow.
That gives you a sense of the scale of what's just occurring just in these first 8 months, which is pretty breathtaking. And we're going to keep trying to maintain that pace. But we're going like gangbusters to get prices down and to deal with any aspects of the economy that Joe Biden gave us that wasn't freed up for the American free enterprise system.
In 200 days, with you being at the helm of OMB, Director Russ Vogt is with us right now. It's an honor to have him on the show. And President Trump's leadership, the deregulatory agenda around energy alone has been amazing to watch. And the deregulation around environmental regulations. I was at the AI summit that Senator Dave McCormick hosted in Pittsburgh, and it was great to see the president there. This unleashing of American, as the president puts it, American dominance on energy. How critical is that? And how much work was it to overcome the regulatory barriers the previous administration put in place? And how important is it to the economy to remove those barriers?
Well, I think that we were able to move with lightning speed based on the president's viewpoints. You know, one of the things the previous administration did is they literally looked at every regulation on the basis of woke CRT and also climate change. So you can imagine how many energy regulations would have been slowed up as a result of that filter here at OMB, right? So that's one of those things that we were able to instantaneously remove and allow for the president's executive orders to move very, very quickly. And then Doug Burgum and Chris Wright are doing phenomenal work at the Department of Interior, Department of Energy to get us moving American energy to market as fast as possible. So I'm excited for what's going to come. And the challenge of this administration is literally the extent to which so much is being done communicating all of these wins to the American people. I mean, the One Big Beautiful Bill has so much in it that is going to be on its own, would have dominated congressional headlines for months on end, and yet it was all in one big bill.
Yeah.
Just in, you know, on all sorts of things, everything from energy dominance to shipbuilding. 2 weeks ago, I was in Philly at the Philly shipyard figuring out how we're going to provide investments that will allow that shipyard to be a part of a huge American renaissance in shipbuilding. So on every different front, wins are happening. And I think the American people are going to be able to see this over time as they're able to pay attention to each and every new aspect of the president's agenda.
If there's one piece of everything that you've accomplished in the last 200 days, the president's accomplished, Director Vogt, that has not really gotten enough attention, what would it be?
Well, I think the extent to which, and this would be a surprising answer because I think everyone knows the president has controlled the border. I'm not sure people understand that, like, there's no one is coming across the border. I mean, it is completely overnight sealed off the border. And what was the most dominating issue of the last 4 years, 3.5 years under the Biden administration, we don't even talk about. We don't even talk about because of the lightning speed success with the president basically doing what he did in the first term. But, you know, the first term, it took him some time to figure out what were the levers you had with that, with the laws that were in place. We had that. The president had that. Stephen Miller had that coming into this term, and we're able to do it immediately. And it's just completely shut off that as a demand signal for illegal immigration. And really now the work is underway on the basis of deportation, continuing to lead the largest deportation in history, and that work is ongoing.
And then from a budget perspective, would it be the rescissions? Would it be the getting in there? Would it be DOGE? From your perspective as director of OMB, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think the extent to which the untold story for much of our work at OMB and DOGE is the extent to which there has been a paradigm shift with regard to the problem of entrenched government bureaucrats that are unwilling to get with the president's policy agenda. And, you know, one of those, you know, we used to talk about the fact that these employees are completely locked in.
Yeah.
And now the events on the ground have fundamentally changed with reductions in force, the return of Schedule F in the rulemaking to create a class of federal employees that are doing policy work and therefore have to you know, do what the president is asking them to do and ran on to the American people. So I think when all is said and done, one of the biggest things that was accomplished was changing that paradigm to make it so that a president comes into office and a bureaucracy actually has to listen to him.
Ah, well said. It's been great talking to you. I hope you come back on the show and keep up the good work. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That's how we do it. Good job, gentlemen. Well done. Well done.
Nailed
the timing.
There.
You got the timing done. Excellent. Stan has finally checked his text messages, so that was helpful. I had to tell Justin to tell you to check your text messages because you weren't writing me back.
All right. Well, I didn't see your text, but in fairness, the answer to your question was literally the first sentence on today's show sheet. Actually, I take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 6 lines down.
No. It says topic, but I said, but my question was any specific questions they wanted me to ask him.
If there was anything specific, I would have put it on the show sheet.
Fine. See, if during the interview you notice at some point that I put my finger on the mute button and I was mouthing something, it's because when I do.
Yeah, you can't. I can hear him talking to me, but the UW people can't hear it on air. You can see it on the YouTube chat, but.
This is riveting radio,
I'm sure.
And yeah, no, it's great radio when you can't hear the host, but Justin was right there I'm pressing the button going, please have Matt check his text. Could you tell the Santas to check his text, please? And I was trying not to say, tell the Santas to check his effing text, because, you know, even if I, because, you know, if you slip off the button, then it would go over the air. And I didn't want Russ Vogt hearing me say, tell the Santas to check his effing text. But thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's all good.
I eventually checked them.
Yes, you did. But the out time wasn't on there, just for the record.
Well, I wasn't acting for what his out time was, to be clear.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Because you were acting like anything relevant to that interview would be on the show sheet. Justin, is that not implied by his answer?
That is absolutely implied by his answer.
Thank you. And yet, that was not on the show sheet, so I had to ask you. So even if I didn't ask you the first thing, I still had to ask you the second thing. And if you didn't check your text messages, I wouldn't know. I'd still be talking to the guy. And I'd be, you know, we'd be still be going.
Again, I wasn't certain of the out time when the interview was scheduled. I didn't actually get a definitive out time until midway through the interview. And once I did, I relayed the information to you. But all relevant information regarding topic was on the show sheet.
Here's a topic. Ready?
200... It wasn't much.
No, this is a topic. Let me read this. 200 days of the Trump administration.
That's
the topic.
All... Okay. Well, obviously they're not gonna give us a long list of questions.
No, I appreciate that. That's good. I like that.
They let us do whatever we want, which is nice.
Yeah. No, it's not like the Harris or the Biden administration where they give you the questions in advance.
That would have been very different, I think. Yeah, we would have had like paragraphs of detail that we would have had to follow.
No, this is actually a good lesson for everybody in terms of the White House asks us to have somebody on the show. We say yes, and we make it work, and we accommodate. We did have to bump a big name, though, for this interview.
Yeah, we did.
We did. The boss, Darth Stocker, Greg Stocker, the program director / brand manager / co-host of Kale & Company / El Jefe. He was supposed to be on, but we had to bump him for Russ Vogt, the director of OMB.
He's been bumped 2 days in a row.
Yeah, bumped twice. I had to bump him yesterday for that press conference about the shooting.
We're all going to be fired.
Yeah, and I had to bump him today. So, yeah, what are you going to do? But just saying. But I was going to say that it's very telling, though, when we do an interview with somebody from the White House. They don't tell us in advance, like, please ask this, please hit this point, nothing. Literally, it's the topic is 200 days of the Trump administration. Great. There you go. And you see, unlike other hosts, I actually ask him questions and let him answer versus giving mini monologues and let him just kind of go on. You know what I'm saying? Like some hosts do. Those hosts are on national television, though, and I'm not naming names.
I wonder who you could be referencing.
I am not naming names because I'd like to work there, too, someday. So I am not naming names. But if you notice, I didn't give many monologues and then answer the question for the guest. I let the guest actually answer the question that I asked. A little different interviewing style, so one might say. So anyway, probably a good time to break. Why don't we do that? And we'll come right back. We got a lot to get to. Dr. Victoria Coates is going to join us today. Dr. Wilfred Riley, and we're expected to hear from the president, he's not calling in, at least not today anyway, but he's supposed to speak from the White House, so we'll take that live for you as well when it happens. And lots to get to on this Thursday, but week from tomorrow, Grand Hotel of Cape May will be live there. Make sure you come out and join us for that, all right? Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh good, the crappy Odyssey Wi-Fi finally kicked in. And look at that. I finally can look at the YouTube chat after the friggin' thing. I could not load it because the Wi-Fi is... Can I say, I've been an employee of this company since like 2014, officially full-time, maybe 2012. I don't know. Why am I still on the friggin' guest Wi-Fi? This is why I hate coming in here. I hate coming in here. Hate it. Hate
that's
every
all,
aspect
that's all
of
I
it.
Have.
What's that?
I only have the guest Wi-Fi as well.
None of us have the employee Wi-Fi.
See, I don't understand that because we're all employees, and the guest Wi-Fi right now on the YouTube, all it's just friggin' spinning. You see that? That's all it is.
I guess George Soros doesn't consider us employees.
I think George Soros is messing with us. Is what I think. Every time I mention his name, you know, an angel gets its wings. But it's just spinning. It's still spinning. So I don't know. I can't keep up with the chat. So, you know, when I see... So you drive in the city and there's all these idiots. All these idiots you got to get around. I mean, morons. Like one guy right on Chestnut Street right out here just stopped his car in the middle of the road, taking up both lanes. Hazards on, just doing a delivery, just blocking traffic for everybody.
I hate the delivery drivers. They are the worst.
Yeah, just block everybody. Some jackass in the middle of the street just standing there like he's wandering around, probably high as a kite on fentanyl, because he probably is, right? Looking like zombie land. And it, you know, it takes 15 minutes to get around 30th Street Station because half of these morons have no idea how to do a merge. What can we start teaching merge 101 to Americans, to drivers again? It's not a stop sign. It's a freaking merge sign. There's a difference. You don't have to stop at a merge sign. You merge. It's not a stop sign. It's a merge sign. Oh, my God. And then you got to pay to park. They raise the rates. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be $6 for 4 hours. Now it's 10. Unbelievable, this friggin' city. And the whole time... I'm thinking the entire time I'm here, I'm thinking, when am I getting carjacked? And can they end my life and just make this all go away? That's all I'm thinking the entire time, you know? And then I get here and the Wi-Fi doesn't even friggin' work.
Yeah, if the carjackers won't, the PPA will make sure they'll bankrupt you.
You know, I saw a PPA guy, that they were going to tow a car that was parked in the media area with a media thing, and they were getting ready to tow the car. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
They are ruthless. They are out for their pound of flesh. I hate the parking authority.
But I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh. And they just got back in their car and drove away. They were just going to tow a car just for the hell of it. The car had every right to be there, but they were just going to do it anyway. Because why not? Why not, right? I guess they get a bonus or something, like a Christmas bonus based on how many cars they tow. Whether the cars were legally should be towed or not, I guess it doesn't matter in the city. Just tow them, right? Just tow them. Then you get here to work, and it doesn't look like and then the friggin' Wheel of Death Wi-Fi, so I can't even keep up with the YouTube chat. So chit-chat away, and you ladies out there, talk it up. Talk it up now while you can, all right? Because you're all getting silenced. That's actually going to be the best part of this whole thing when they cancel The View and all the women can't talk anymore. Next thing, no more women drivers, and then you lose your right to vote. I'm just saying. That, to me, sounds like a world we can all live in, all right? A world we can all live in, if Rosie O'Donnell is right. But I don't want to get your hopes up. Chances are, if The View gets canceled, you're still, guys, still going to get the question when you get home. How was your day? How was my day? It was good. How was your day? Good? Good day. Good day. Yeah. What'd you do? I worked. Yeah? Tell me about it. Well, why? Why? What'd you talk about? Oh, why didn't you just listen? Go back and listen. I don't have to tell you. Why do you make me tell you? All right. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot to get to. And obviously, women, ladies, I'm just kidding. I don't want you to lose the right to vote, drive, or talk. I'm just kidding. Sort of, kind of, mostly kidding. But wait till you hear why we should not put anybody on the moon. The absolute dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Not a parody. It was actually said on CBS. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.